KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5. This disclaimer is a statement notifying the listening audience that any opinion expressed on the air is not reflective of KX93.5, its management, or its board of directors.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a
podcasters. We're back from our two-show break. This is Out of Office, and I'm your host, Joe Camaro. Tonight's Nighthawk special is brought to you by none other than Tom Jones, and she's a lady.
You're welcome.
Who's that?
That was my pick.
And that was our guest host and my boss, Cian Guerra. Just it rhymes with Barra, right?
Yes.
She picked that song and a few others tonight as we tease the royal wedding.
And Tom Jones was actually Welsh. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't. So, fun fact, we're going to get a lot of those tonight, I hope, right? So how are you? I haven't seen you in almost 3 weeks. Everything looks like it's still intact.
Yeah, you left us and went to Europe for a couple weeks, and then you got put on a jury, and
yeah, you know,
so you're finally back.
Yeah, but I came back for the show, of course. I was like, you know, got out of our jury thing concluded, and just like, all right, I'm racing over here, and I wanted to be on the show. It's one of the things that I missed while I was away.
Oh, and we've been looking forward to this. I mean, ever since we talked about the royal wedding coming up, and it's not only Prince Harry, but you've got, you know, American Meghan Markle. Of Ooh. Course, everyone's talking about it. And you just actually came back from London, so.
Yeah. There's a few things about London that I can share. Gatwick Airport. I didn't know that there were two major airports in London. It's, you know, us Americans. And there's a nice little quick train from there to downtown London. It was great. I mean, it was fast. It was like a half hour. So went to the Shake Shack there. Good job, right?
You went to all the way to London to eat the Shake Shack.
It was I'm a fan of Shake Shack. And, but, you know, it just opened to it. So it was packed. It was like, but, you know, enjoyed. Anyway, our guest tonight is Lynn Howell from Eastlake Education Foundation and an actual native from England. Is that correct?
Did I get that? Yes, it is.
Oh, so what part?
I was born in near Sherwood Forest, about 3 miles from Sherwood Forest.
Oh my gosh!
There really is a Robin Hood.
There really. We can do an hour of that right now.
And actually, my mom still lives there.
Oh, she does.
So we go back to visit, and we pass Sherwood Forest every time.
That is awesome! Yeah. Wow.
So hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here.
And welcome to the show. And so we're so glad to have you.
Thank you for inviting me.
And I always, you know what? If you have an English accent and you want to put it on the show, I will put you on the show. So
thank you, Joe. Yeah,
and the Tom Jones song was also in memory of Lynn's dad.
My dad loved Tom Jones.
A lot of people do.
And when I was young, I used to sit with my dad on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock, and we used to watch the Tom Jones show together. Fabulous.
Oh, my gosh. Young Tom Jones, too.
Yes.
So that was, yeah, I think I was listening to Tom Jones probably in the late 70s, early 80s. So he was all the man you can be. So, all right. So, Sian, it's been a while. Do you want to give this listener list a shot? I mean,
I will. I did forget my glasses at home. Okay. So
this will be entertaining.
Yeah. So you know, if I start messing up, you can just pick up.
All right. I'll throw some music for you. That might help.
Okay. So first of all, welcome Joe's mom and Joe's dad, Sina from West Covina, who we determined last time. We unveiled that it was me. Victoria and Brenna.
Oh, yeah.
Pete, the math teacher. Eric, Eric's mom, Amy, Leslie, Lucky, all of Joe's family, and all of our international listeners.
Yes, there's a lot of them.
Nighthawk, Do-It-Yourself, Chris, Casey, Jameson, Chloe, Carla, Butters, and Dave in Santa Barbara, Carla's friends, Lauren in Chicago, and Maggie. And I think, Joe, you're going to have to take over from here.
Yeah, all right. And then Pete, the editor, Ginger and their dog, Melania, Monica, Tyler, Steph, and Billy Freed, the funkiest guy in Laguna, Michael J. Ford and Zoe, Jeff, Kristen, Ava, and Kate, Taylor, Maria, and Shana in Atlanta, Brandy and Colleen, Lorraine and all her new friends, Hugo, Debbie, Chanel, Megan, Samuel, Jesse, and Gabby, everyone named Todd and Dave. There's a lot of those guys listening. There's also Sam, Sheila, Paula, Ruth, Adriana, Suzanne, and Mike D. Hello, Marcy, Esther, Damon, Jody, Jared, and Alicia. Hola to Donna, Gina, Mark F., Karen with an O, Mark in Oceanside, Bill the playwright, former out-of-office host Lacey, Lori from Palos Verdes, and a big welcome to our newest public affairs team member, Cassandra. I think I got them all. Is that right? I think, yeah, they're all part of our listeners. We're growing. And Lynn, would you like to say hi to anyone?
Actually, I'd like to say hello to a few people.
All right.
So hello to Steve, Alex, Annabelle, Eric, Shannon, my dear friend Darlene, Laura and Susan, Maida, Diane, and all my friends at the Eastlake Educational Foundation.
Awesome. There we go. That's a pretty good list. Now we have to make sure that they listen next week.
I hope so.
Yeah, I know. I think it should be in order. And then now on to our checklist. Let's go in there. Lynn, what's the name of the station?
It's KX935, Laguna's only FM station.
And what's the name of this show?
It's Out of Office with Joe, Casey, the Nighthawk, and a guy named Jared.
I think he's going to be coming on sometime soon. I mean, it's almost been a year. So, yeah, and who sponsors Out of Office?
None other than Cox Communications.
Of course. And tonight's press announcement.
We are very proud at Cox to be named the number 13 on the Diversity Inc. 2018 Top 50 Companies list.
I know. And we're pretty diverse in the studio. Right, and what's the number to text the show?
It's 949-715-5936.
So you can do it without glasses. Right? And Lynn, if you can share that number one more time.
Of course. It's 949-715-5936. 5936.
Gotta love that English accent. This is Out of Office on KX93.5.
So hold me tight, we'll be alright. your heart.
Welcome back to Out of Office. We let off with Red Light by Sean McVeary. Oh, that's a cool name. And followed by The Escape by Between Kings, because, you know, we're talking about royals tonight. And so what did you guys think?
I liked them. I liked them both.
I thought it was very good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Look at that. See,
good
I still
choices.
Have it. Thanks. So it's a special day in studio because Cianne and Lynn brought tea to celebrate.
We brought afternoon tea, high tea, English tea. Lynn, what's the best way to describe it?
Well, English tea. And we've actually got tea leaves. We didn't buy tea bags.
Oh, okay.
A nice scone with jam and Devon cream.
Devon cream.
And then also we have some homemade sausage rolls.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, well, okay. Because they're here.
Okay. Oh, there you go. They're on the other side of the...
We will share with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So if there happens to be a little me eating, you know that I'm probably eating scones and sausage. And
because he can't resist.
Yes, I definitely can't resist.
And the tea's in the pot. Uh-huh. The tea's in the pot waiting for us to pour it. And it has a tea cozy on it to keep the teapot warm.
Did not even know about the tea cozy. What exactly, if you can describe to our audience?
Okay, so the tea cozy in this instance is hand knitted. And it actually belonged to my dad. It was a gift to my dad. And that was his teapot.
Oh my God.
So not only did my dad love Tom Jones, but his teapot is here on the show.
Look at that. Yeah.
How nice is that?
I know. There you go. Yeah. See, these bells work today. Excellent. So we got a little bit of your history. Any more you can share with us?
Well, anything to do with family. Yes. I love family. And I feel so lucky because our kids are now adult kids. And they actually like hanging out with my husband and I.
Oh, nice.
So how nice is that?
And where are they now? They're
Our son, he lives local.
Okay.
In San Diego. And our daughter with her husband lives in San Francisco.
Oh.
So not too far away.
Yeah. I love the city. Before moving down here, I was up in the Bay Area. So, yes, a very lovely place.
I think San Francisco, it reminds me a lot of Europe.
It does.
With the buildings and everything. I think that's why I love it so much.
Okay, yeah. Cianne? Do you like San Francisco too?
I do. And
better than San Diego and Laguna Beach?
No. Well, San Diego is, and I mean, Southern California is always my home. I mean, you know, you can't beat the beautiful beaches and just being able to go out and do anything any day. Although it's been the May gray was kind of hitting us earlier this week, but I'm glad the sun popped out.
I know, so. Just in time for your guys' arrival here in Laguna.
Yeah, because we didn't like May gray.
Because when I was in Europe, it was like just cloudy or sunny. And unfortunately, when I was in London, it was just cold. Uh-huh. And I was like, this is London? Oh, great. But when I got to Paris, I was like, oh, wow. It really cleared up. So, yeah.
So when you was in London, did you go on the open top bus?
No, it was cold. even for someone like me who typically wears shorts, I was wearing pants on that day, and I was amazed at how cold it was, and especially since everyone was saying, you know, you just missed the warm weather, it was just here like 4 days ago, and I'm like, oh man, I should have missed it. But you know, we did get to see a lot of the sights, and I did get to kind of check out the Buckingham.
So you did
Bells.
Go on the bus?
I did, yes,
but not on the top.
Not on the top. Stayed indoors.
And with the royal wedding you know, coming up, when you guys were in London, did you hear anything going on in preparation? Or?
Just in the shops, because they had all of the, you know, the gifts to kind of celebrate that. But I don't think I felt the energy yet. But then again, it was like Sunday late in the afternoon. So, yeah, I know, right? All right, so let's get on to our press announcement. I know it's been a while. I think we're going to talk about Cox's named number 13 on Diversity Inc.'s 2018 top 50 companies lists.
Yep. So, yeah, Cox was named on the Diversity Inc. list. And on May 8th, Cox earned the number 13 spot on the Diversity Inc. 2018 top 50 companies list. And they're recognized among the nation's corporate diversity leaders. And Cox had been ranked number 18 the past 2 years, so they've moved up some spots.
Well, 13, yeah, there you go. 13 years in a row, 13 times.
Yeah.
That's impressive. That's a pretty good run.
And, you know, this is an important award or important mm-hmm. recognition for companies nationwide. Obviously, we know that diversity is important, not only in our communities, but in our businesses. And this Cox was actually specifically recognized for its leadership in supplier diversity, which means we're using businesses, doing business with companies that are diverse, and also in our mentoring and our diversity councils. We have diversity councils of employees who make sure and help work with the leadership to ensure diversity and inclusion in our company.
Absolutely. I know that I'm on the women's ERG, which is the employee resource group, as well as a diverse group. So most definitely that the company, this is the focus of the company.
Yeah.
In fact, according, I'm just going to quote, I'm going to pick out this quote from the CEO of Diversity Inc. Quote, events of the past year have demonstrated that decisive ethical leadership is necessary to guide any organization to success. Successful leaders hold themselves accountable to be culturally competent, a skill that requires constant learning. Diversity Inc.'s top 50 companies have a metrics evidenced ability to treat people more fairly than any other large companies. They also have a greater than average return for their shareholders. So basically, it pays to be diverse and inclusive.
Yeah, and I think it's important to notice too. I mean, diversity can mean different things to different people, but really, what they're recognizing companies on this list for are areas like hiring, retaining, and promoting women, minorities, people with disabilities, LGBT, and veterans. So, you know, it's when we say diversity, we truly do mean diversity in all people
across all the board. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. So, good job, Cox. We're proud to be part of this company because of that. And we'll be right back because we're going to be talking. It's going to be all royal wedding from here on out. You're listening to Out of Office, sponsored by Cox Communications on KX93.5.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. Everybody has got a body like you, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, 'cause I've gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith.
KX93.5.
Dan's pouring tea right now, and I'm having the scone. So this is some delicious stuff. So in the meantime, enjoy a little little chatter as we have our tea, our royal wedding tea.
It's royal wedding tea.
Yes.
And blended with Harry and Meghan in mind. A blend of South African rooibos, black tea, and sweetly jasmine-scented green tea with wild roses and apple. Yummy.
Yummy. I know.
And just, you know, Diana played, and that was in honor of Harry's mom, Diana, whom we all loved.
Yeah. It's kind of has like a floral-ness to the tea.
The tea. That will be the wild rose that's in it.
Is this your first time, Joe, having English tea?
I believe it is. I've always tried Earl Grey. I don't know if it's that.
Earl Grey?
Earl Grey is good.
Yeah, that was because of Star Trek.
There's actually a tie-in with Earl Grey and Princess Diana.
Oh. What is the tie?
So
fun fact.
So Earl Grey, he actually he had an affair with someone in Diana's ancestors, one of Diana's ancestors, the Duchess. Actually, they made a movie about her with Kirsten Dunst, I believe it was. No, that was Marie Antoinette. Who played the Duchess?
Oh.
Well, anyway, there was a movie called The Duchess not too long ago, and it was about Diana's ancestor, and Earl Grey was someone that she had an affair with, and he actually is the one who created the Earl Grey tea. He personally went to a tea maker and had them create a special tea for him, and that's what we know today as Earl Grey. So there's actually, for Earl Grey, there's sort of a tie-in with the royal family.
And there you go. And if you want to watch Marie Antoinette.
No, not Marie Antoinette, the Duchess.
The Duchess.
Yeah.
It's available on Cox On Demand because that's how we pay our bills. What? So the process, I wish I had a camera in here to showcase Sina from West Covina pouring the tea through a filter a leaf liqueur.
A tea strainer.
A tea strainer, yes. And
so you don't get the tea leaves in your cup.
No. But it, again, this is an amazing, amazing tea. I mean, it's really, it does. You said, what else was there? Rose and.
There's jasmine scented, sweetly jasmine scented.
I love jasmine.
Green
too.
Tea with wild roses and apple.
Okay. I wonder if. Is this going to be normally available at the... Would you guys get this at the Shakespeare?
Actually, Shakespeare's Tea Shop in San Diego.
Okay.
They have a lot of very traditional English items.
And
that
I,
we love.
Yeah, and you know, the scone is delicious. But did you say the Devonshire
cream?
Yeah.
Is that not butter?
No.
Or is it like, it's just cream.
It's cream.
Okay.
Better.
It's better than butter.
Better than butter.
Right.
Only in England we don't say butter, we say butter.
Ah, see. And again, anytime you ever want to come on the show, if you have an English accent, just let me know. I'll put you on the show. Love it. So, you know, the reason why we're doing all this is to prepare for the royal wedding, which I guess starts.
It doesn't air. It airs live May 19th, Saturday.
It's this Saturday, May 19th, 4 a.m.
And it basically airs everywhere in the world,
yeah.
I think.
And, you know, there's several of the stations are carrying pre-coverage and leading up to the ceremony. I mean, we have ABC. They're starting at 2 a.m., BBC America. They're live streaming the entire event. CBS at 1 a.m. CNN starts at 1 a.m. These are all, you know, Pacific Standard Time. E Network, HBO. We have, if you remember, Cord Hosenbeck and Tish Cadigan, a.k.a. Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon, when they did the Rose Parade one, they are back for an HBO version. The wedding, and of course, you guys were, I guess, promoting the PBS coverage.
Yeah, well, there are so many options on where to watch, but I actually, you know, the PBS one interested me just because you've got Meredith Vieira, who's American, but she's going to be joined by UK host Matt Baker. So I felt like this is a royal wedding of joining an Englishman and an American woman together, and you've got two commentators, an American woman and an Englishman.
Nothing better than that.
Yeah, so you get both sides and both perspectives.
Better than butter.
I didn't say better than butter. Yes. I said nothing better than that.
I love that.
And I actually will be up at 4 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and I will
watching
be
on Saturday.
Yeah, and I'm going
4
to.
4 a.m.
Well, actually, I'm still a little jet lagged. So it's like prime time. I think I woke up at 1 a.m. this morning. And I've been up since then because, I mean, you know, I'm just kind of up.
Yep.
So I might be watching all the coverage live, or I'm going to probably DVR that on Cox On Demand. Oh, there you go.
Well, I'm actually going to DVR it on mine as well, just in case I wake up late and miss something.
Oh, but I believe on the new Contour, you can record up to how many shows? Six. Six shows. So, you know, you can get HBO, NBC, PBS, I'm going to, maybe the E Network and CNN and probably NBC to, you know, I want to get full coverage of the
Royal
Wedding.
It's a very historic moment.
It is, you know. I mean, we'll probably talk a little bit more of the history because I missed what's the last one? I forgot.
William and Kate.
Yeah. William and Kate. I know. Why are you guys giving me bad?
You missed it?
I did. I know. It's sacrilegious. But I was certainly, I remember where I was for Princess Di and Prince Charles.
Where were you?
In Bermuda.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit more about those past weddings.
And then I'll tell you where I was.
Yeah. In our next segment after these awesome two songs. And we're going to give more royal treatment to our guest tonight. Text us your thoughts about the royal wedding at 949-715-5936. That's 949-715-5936. This is Out of Office on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
just go ahead and run that diamonds in his pockets. And that's a threat now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets. Ain't in his head now.
Our music geniuses are better than your computer's genius. Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5.
Out of Office, the Royal Wedding episode. A couple more music selections, courtesy of CN. Why these songs?
Well, first of all, I just love My Love. I remember growing up with it. But the reason I selected it tonight was because Paul McCartney, as we know, mm-hmm. was English, and his wife Linda McCartney was American. So again, the joining of England and America.
Look at that.
I know.
She's full of fun facts. It's great to have her on the show. I can't wait to have you back on when, you know, Game of Thrones and anything historical about England and other parts of Europe during the Renaissance era.
Well, did you know this is do you know May 19th, Saturday, is a historic moment of the royal wedding with Harry and Meghan, but May 19th also has another historical point.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Please do share.
Henry VIII, who is one of the most infamous kings, he actually, on May 19th, is when he beheaded his second wife, Anne Boleyn. Yes.
All right. That's one way to do it.
And then he, after he beheaded her days later, he actually went and married Jane Seymour, his third wife.
Wait, not Jane Seymour.
No, not the actress. Okay. Jane Seymour. But she took her name from his wife, yeah.
Okay.
So he went and married Jane Seymour, his third wife, had a son with her, and she died after complications of childbirth. And she is actually buried with King Henry VIII in St. George's Chapel, where they're going to have the wedding on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So just a little.
Little history.
Yeah.
Did you already know this, Lynn?
Yeah. Of course.
Of course. All right. So, Lynn's enjoying this wonderful tea, by the way. With its rose, floral, you know.
I can't help it. I love English history.
So. Yeah, we've noticed. All right. So, back to a little English history. Where were you when Princess Diana and Prince Charles were married? I will go with Lynn.
Okay, so I actually wasn't in London on the day, but I think they got married midweek, and my mm-hmm. sister and I, the Saturday before the wedding, we actually went on a day trip to France.
Oh.
And, you know, which was by bus to a place called Dover, and then over on the ferry from Dover to Calais. We spent the day shopping, came back, and then the bus driver, he took us through London, and, you know, all the bunting was up, ready for the wedding. It was quite spectacular.
Ah, wow, that must have, and it was, because this was like the first major marriage in quite some time at that point.
It was.
Because I want to say, was it 1980 or 81?
81.
Yeah, Sianne, where were you?
I was actually in the living room of my house. I was watching it with my family. And the thing I always remember about it, I mean, we were just so taken by the pageantry and everything. But the thing that I most remember is my dad, who was this 6'2" Texan, you know, Stetson wearing cowboy boots kind of a guy. And my dad was in the living room watching it with us. I mean, even my dad was just really taken by the whole pomp and circumstance of it.
Yeah, no, and myself, I was actually in Bermuda, which was still a British territory, And we only had two television channels in Bermuda. I was there because my dad was stationed out there.
Was one the BBC?
I'm not even sure.
They needed Cox out there to get more channels.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there was Cox. I know. We needed cable all the way out in Bermuda. And I just remember, I'm like, wow, this is really long. So, I was 8, I think. No. I was either 9 or 10. But I was like, and since there was only two channels, I was like, okay, this is all we're watching tonight. So I think it was actually in the afternoon or something for me. But
well, I was 12. So, you know, for me to see the princess and the fairy tale, that was pretty big for me.
All right.
And so, my sisters will say, I still think about that. I love Disney.
Yeah. So, there you go. So Saturday, May 19th, 4:30 in the morning, West Coast time. But if you don't want to get up that early, you can certainly DVR all the programming. And
there will be replays. I know when William and Kate Middleton were married, people who couldn't wake up that early, if they woke up at 10 or 11 in the morning, they would see the replay. So it would still make them feel like they were watching it live.
Yeah, you can have tea and biscuits with their
tea and scones.
Yes, there you go.
Usually tea and scones is for the afternoon.
Okay. All right. So you can save it for the afternoon watching then. All right. And there you have it. The Out of Office Royal Wedding episode. Thanks. Thank you, Lynn and Cian, for coming on. We're going to play a few more songs and we're going to sign off. So this is, you're listening to Out of Office, sponsored by Cox Communications, only on KX 93.5.
Straight off the
Well, I hope you enjoyed our selections tonight. Lynn, thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me. It was quite lovely.
And Cianne, always a pleasure to have you in studio.
I always love being here, Joe. This is my second time, and I always love being here.
Right? So, and don't forget to set your alarms this Saturday. And from all of us here, we're clocking out with Queen, of course. This is Out of Office on KX93.5. Listen.